Sava Shumanovich came from a respectable bourgeois family of Shid. He was born on January 22, 1896, in Vinkovci, where his father Milutin worked as a manager of the forestry department. After his father's retirement, the family returned to Shid with their four-year-old son Sava. Shumanovich completed elementary school in Shid, and then a type of high school called real school in Zemun. He studied painting in Zagreb at the College of Arts and Crafts, in the class of professors Oton Ivekovic and Clement Menci Crnčić. After completing his studies, Shumanovich went to Paris for the first time in 1920, where he trained at the Academy of Arts of André Lhote, a painter and art teacher. After less than a year, Shumanovich returned to his homeland. He organized four solo exhibitions in Zagreb. Sava Shumanovich went to Paris again in 1925 and stayed until 1930, with a short break in 1928. He regularly participated in the Salon d'Automne and Salon des Indépendants exhibitions. Shumanovich's paintings were noticed, commented on, and reproduced in professional magazines. Sava Shumanovich left Paris forever in March 1930 and returned to Shid as an established artist. He brought with him the experience gained in Paris and knowledge acquired during his education. Returning to Shid meant the beginning of a new chapter in his life. In the peace of his family home, Sava Shumanovich identified life with art. The artist's great inspiration was the rich light and colors of the landscape around Shid. He visited his estates and sketched courtyards, gardens, fields, roads, alleys, and blossoming orchards to evoke memories in his studio and create works of art that belong to the trends of poetic realism. Wholly dedicated to his work, he mastered the technology of making colors and came up with his artistic expression, which he called painting as best as I can and know how. He organized his sixth and last solo exhibition in 1939 at the New University in Belgrade. The exhibition was opened on September 3, 1939. It was remembered for the number of exhibited works, 410, and its success. When the Ustasha agents came for Shumanovich, early on August 28, 1942, the just-completed paintings, Pickers, remained on the easel. 2 days later, he was shot in Sremska Mitrovica, together with 120 people from Shid, with whom he rests in a common grave at the cemetery in Sremska Mitrovica.